Have you ever felt swamped? Things are so overwhelming. Your nets feel like the fish are either breaking or your nets are really broken. Well, I want to help you this week as we talk about mending your nets. Where life feels it's overwhelming you, maybe your to-do list is just way too long, we're going to have a look at how we can manage that with the help of the Word and with Jesus. My scripture comes from Matthew 4, verse 21 to 22. It says, going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. What I love about this picture is that Jesus was calling his disciples. They were fishermen and they knew what it meant to be fishermen. They had used their nets to catch fish. But so often when we're busy with people, we're busy with life, we forget that we need to take time to mend their nets. And Jesus finds these disciples right there mending the nets and he calls them and he says, follow me. I want you to know that today and this week, we're going to see how we can mend our nets, allow Jesus to come into our situations, to hear him calling us, and choose to follow him in a way that our nets are mended. You know, another example of where the disciples were literally being swamped by the storm is found in Luke chapter 8. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. We know the end of the story. Jesus gets out of his sleep and he rebukes the storm and the wind and the waves and there is peace. But we also know that Jesus was in the storm with them. That the waves may have been swamping them, but he was right there. And so this week, maybe you're feeling your nets are breaking. Maybe you feel people have broken you or circumstances are swamping you. I want you to remember that peace starts with knowing that Jesus is inside of you. It's not waiting for the peace to happen on an external event, but to actually know that we can have Jesus in our boat, that he's sleeping, he invites us to come and mend our nets with him, to feel that peace, to trust and rely on him, and then to follow him and watch the storms around us get quiet as we take authority over them. So this week, let's mend our nets. Let's find the peace in our storms that we don't feel swamped, we don't feel overwhelmed, and let's do this together. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.